This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriotto, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Hi, welcome. Hey, don't forget, we have over 1,000, did I say that right? 1,000 episodes to discover and consume on my website, remarkableresults.biz. Just search for a topic you've been thinking about and take the first steps to better yourself and your business. Hey, we're on part 6 of our 7-part series on the Entrepreneurial Operating System with Barry Barrett, a certified EOS implementer. In this episode, Barry discusses how to systematize your business by building processes. Now, too many owners think they don't have time to document processes, and then they wonder why they can't leave the shop and take a vacation. Hey, guess what? Processes, it can be as simple as a one-page bullet point list. Keep listening to follow the steps to create consistency in your business. Hey, thanks to Napa for providing this episode. You know, Napa Auto Care is so proud to partner with nearly 17,000 independent repair facilities with the goal to help members sell more needed repairs. It's no wonder Napa Auto Care is the largest banner program. Now, if you'd like to learn more, speak to your Napa representative today. Hey, if you want to catch up with Barry's previous EOS episodes, just head to my website and binge on them to help you and your business. Honored to have Barry Barrett, EOS Warm Leads Leader, actually certified EOS implementer. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm great, man. We have done, previous to this, 5 parts on the EOS system: vision, people, data, issues, and here's part number 6, processes. Eek! No one wants to worry about documenting processes. I mean, the business is just going to run, and it's going to run through osmosis, because when I'm here, it really runs great, and when I leave, I know it really runs great.
Love it.
And I know everyone's out there. I'm not sure I'm going to listen to this thing, because Barry's probably going to convince me that processes are so important and so critical. Can you show me or tell me why it's so important? And I think one of the big things is it easy to actually build and document processes so the place runs like a clock?
I think it's super simple, and people don't like to process or document processes because of a couple of reasons. I think the number one reason is because they think they have to document every single minute detail and 100% of each step. And that is a huge mistake, huge fallacy that I wish people would stop thinking.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, if you read the book Traction, or you read anything that has to do with EOS, there's the 20/80 rule. And I think that's something that when people finally get to that process section and they say, is it that rule that, I mean, 20% of all the things that I do actually accomplish 80% of the results?
The Pareto principle. That's what the 20/80 rule is actually called.
Did you know what Pareto's first name was?
I don't.
Vilfredo.
Vilfredo.
Of course, my Italian heritage, I had a no.
I love it. That's good.
Vilfredo Pareto.
Man, that's a nice rhythm to it, right?
It's like music. So let's jump in this thing. Systematize, process, lack of control, consistency, fine-tuning the operation. I'm going to lay it on your lap, baby. Let's talk about processes.
Let's call it the most neglected of the 6 key components. I love the quote, and I can't remember who said it, but it says, systemize the predictable so that you can humanize the exceptional. If you don't systemize what's predictable, you're never going to be exceptional, because you have to humanize the exceptional. You have to free your brain up. Specifically, that's why I'm a huge, people call it scripts. I call it a professional presentation. It's quite literally just a documented high-level presentation, and then you can learn the presentations word for word. And then as soon as you do, you actually get to free up your brain to think. Most people don't listen because they're too busy thinking about what they have to say. And so if you can know what you're going to say, you can free your brain up to actually listen to what the other person says.
Therefore, document.
Document the process. And so to make it really granular and give it a really, we'll just lead with an example of a documented process. When I was teaching service advisors, I had a 7-step sales process. So step number one was the incoming call. Now, sometimes you skipped the incoming call and went straight to step number two, but pretty rare. First, you get a phone call. Step number one. Step number two is the reception. Step number three would be the inspection. Step number four would be the post-inspection presentation. Step number five would be the reselling of the value. Step number six would be a three-day call. Step number seven would be a 30-day follow-up call. So that is a high-level process for selling. And so then once you have that documented of high level, you go back and you add the bullet points. So for instance, the incoming call. The bullet point is, what is the incoming call trying to achieve? Get the right customer in, keep the wrong customer out. That's bullet point number one. So the process is, bullet point number two would be, use the presentation. Bullet point number three would be, get the key information, the basic key information. Bullet point number four is set a specific appointment. And bullet point five is invite them in. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need anything else besides those bullet points.
So pay attention, everyone. Barry just described a very simple and a very easy way to process that phone call. So you're telling me I don't have to write down every word. I don't have to write down a smile. I don't have to write down all that stuff.
So let's go back to smile, unique ability. There are some people who just don't smile. Like, they have a very stoic nature. I would say probably not a great service advisor. It's a unique ability. If I have to teach that, and so process can only work if you delegate and elevate to someone's genetic encoding. The get it part of it has to be there. I don't teach people how to smile. I teach people how to do the process. If I have to teach you to smile, it's just not you. Don't do it.
I mean, I think you just may have broke the code for many people. We're putting unique abilities or requirements of the individual into a process, and it's not necessary.
Yeah, each of the six key components work together, it turns out. That's part of the people component.
And if you've been following our series along, you get what Barry is talking about. It all links together.
It all culminates into one fantastic process, the EOS process.
You don't have to go deep, but you've got to have it. Is it all my job as the visionary or the CEO of the company to do all this? Should I assemble the troops?
The people who know how to write a process better than anyone is someone who actually does the work. And so it's often asked of me, like, how do you get people to buy in to your process, to work, right? If you want someone to buy in, have them help you create it. Because once they help you create it, they therefore own it. And they have buy-in because they help create it. They're also the most qualified person to write the process. They do it every day. If I were going to ask you to, if you had 100 steps, which one might be the top 20 steps, what would they be? And I would just get my pen and paper and just listen to them talk and give me the top 20 steps. The idea is smart people who are PRS, right people, right seat, can fill in the gaps for you without having to follow it. Because if you write a 150-page process, no one's going to read it. So my process fits on one page, no more than 5 pages. I have a great, really well-written technician process that fits on one page, given to me by someone who wrote it, who is great.
So I offer this up to the team in whatever different department, the technician team, the service advisor team, even if there's one person in each of those in each of those jobs. When it comes back to me, is it my job to see if, quote, they got it right?
Well, it's our job as a leadership team. Remember, everything in EOS revolves around a leadership team. there is no, you know, king on the mountain making all the decisions. There's a leadership team. And so our core processes are, you know, 3 to 7 most important core processes documented, 1 to 5 pages, less is more, 20% documented. And then we put it all together and that becomes our such and such proven process, the remarkable results proven process. And so you can pass the bus test. We all know what the bus test is, right, Carm? Or do we?
I think I do. I mean, is that the one you don't want to get hit by?
If you get hit by a bus and you don't have your processes documented, your business is in trouble. So if you have them documented, you know, the truth of it is, like, we all love Carm and we all love Carm because he's Carm. But the truth of it is, if we have a great written process that Carm follows, then we can find someone with a unique ability and your family continues to eat.
So I've got this one page, this 2-page documented process. Do I challenge the group on how they came up with it? Do they really value these? Is it just words on paper? Did this come from your heart? Will they be willing to follow them? Do I ask these kinds of questions once I get this?
When I have someone write a process that I respect because they do the work very well, right? It works. We know it works because they do it and it works for them. Once they document it as a leadership team, we get together and we all read it and make sure it is. We all make changes because they're never perfect when they show up. We pare it down. We discuss it. We IDS it, identify, discuss, and solve the process. Make sure that it's the right one. We agree on that this is the right process for our business. And then we train from there. So in our toolbox, we have a FBA checklist, a followed by all checklist. And so when you go through that checklist, you're going to get the answers that you need to get. Okay. So we always go to the toolbox. There's always a tool that helps us get what we want from our business. And so the FBA checklist, once everything is done, is the tool that we use.
Now I see you're reaching for the great EOS manual. That is an incredible, incredible book.
The leadership manual, I'm going back because our process is to follow my process. So I didn't try to remember all of it. So I go to we have a 3-step process documenter in the toolbox, which is identify your handful of core processes. Step 2 is to document, favor a linear approach. Step 3 is to package, becomes our ABC way of doing things. And then if I turn the page, we have the follow by all checklist, train, measure, lead, manage, and hold everyone accountable. And then we update our core processes. All that is written on one page. And then we have examples of the HR process so people can understand what that looks like.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, find out why the EOS life is something to strive for. Hey, it's Carm here with news about the new Napa Smart Sign, previously known as the Digital Menu Board. I like to think of it like a silent salesman on a TV near your service desk. It's an easy way for you to increase customer awareness of your current promotions and educate them about needed repairs and service. In other words, having a Napa Smart Sign will supercharge your sales. Napa Auto Care tests have shown 1 out of 5 consumers ask for a repair or service they've seen on the board. And targeted promotions resulted in double-digit increases. One Auto Care shop owner said, "I've received amazing feedback. Customers are actually asking for additional services they see on the screen." Now that's what I call getting results. You choose the content for your Napa Smart Sign from a library of auto care services and repair topics. The Smart Sign comes with preloaded content. Just about anything you can think of is available, from alternators and alignment to wiper blades and wheel bearings. There are over 150 topics to choose from. Templates can be customized with your location branding for a professional look. Some of the options include customer reviews from Kukui, DemandForce, or MechanicNet, live news, and even the weather. Whatever content you choose, it's preloaded for you. Just as important, it's easy to change your services, prices, and video content anytime you'd like. Plus, the latest Napa national promotions are downloaded to you automatically. Of course, having a NAPA smart sign gives your auto care center a professional, state-of-the-art look and feel that tells customers, I'm on top of my game. Now, that builds trust, which means recommendations are accepted more readily and customers spend more. Find out more about what NAPA smart sign can do for your business. Talk with your servicing NAPA store owner to find out more about the smart sign and all the other reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care family, the largest network of independent repair shops in the country. Where do we go now? Do we talk about the three-step process document or at all? I mean, how does someone listen to this and says, okay, cool, I'm bought in. How do I start?
A lot of this is in the book. It's very hard to self-implement. If you want to learn how to self-implement, they can call me. I'll teach them how to self-implement.
Let's stop for a moment. Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I understand it's all about EOS. But for people that don't have a damn process at all, if they want to get inside of EOS, they're going to have to do it ultimately. But if they want to keep their business strong and healthy while they're saying, hey, it's time. I think I've got my business the way it needs to get. I need to implement EOS. Why discount the fact that they shouldn't be doing processes to help make their business healthier?
This is going to sound too simple, but the way to get started is to get started. Like I really gave the answer a while ago. I said, give it to somebody and ask them, if you had 100 processes, what are the top 20 most important? And just write them. We overthink about it. Procrastination, it really is, you know, Dan Sullivan says procrastination is a genius. So anytime you procrastinate something, you should probably delegate it to someone who wouldn't procrastinate it because they already know how to do it. And so a technician does it every day. Service advisor does it every day. Now, you may or may not want them to do it different. I mean, I'm sure you want them to do it different because that's not the way you would do it. But if they really are a great advisor or bookkeeper or technician, whatever it is they will document it for you and show you their top 20% of steps. And then once you have that, you can start to fill in the bullets that you actually need and favor less is more.
Too many times, I think we look at our business as that front counter, that customer thing, that service advisor technician, but there's so much more. There's HR and there's marketing and there's operations and there's accounting. There's retention, both employee and customer, and all of those areas need a process.
Oh, yeah, yeah. HR is pretty simple. You have the search. You've identified that you need someone. If you're using EOS, you've created the opening. You've documented their five roles. You know, that's part of our process. You document their five roles. You name the seat. And then you come up with the measurables. What measurables are most important? The 1 to 3 measurables. So once we have the name of the seat, the five roles and responsibilities, and the measurables, we can start the search, trying to find someone who fits our core values because we already came up with our core values. One of the major mistakes that people use is they come up with their core values on their own. They don't ask their team and then wonder why their team are not bought into their core values. But you have your core values, you hire, you fire, you recognize, you review around them. You find the GWC, which would be based on the interview process, who can do these five roles and hit the measurables that we came up with. And then the next thing that we do is we interview. So the first one is the search. There's 2 or 3 bullet points under that. Then there's the interview. There's 3 or 4 bullet points under that. Then there's the hiring. There's 2 or 3 bullet points. There's the orientation, 2 or 3 bullet points. And then we have a quarterly conversation with them. There's our bullet points under them. Then there's the annual reviews. We have the bullet points under the annual reviews. And then termination, there's bullet points under there. So that's our HR process. And so we have 7 major headings, 3 or 4 or 5 bullet points under each one, and it all fits on one page.
So it's not a daunting task to sit down and to do this. Think about what you learn about your business.
Yeah. What you learn when you write process is you learn that you usually are repeating so many multiple steps and there's all these inefficiencies that shouldn't be there. And then when you pare down your process, you're like, oh, that. And then it saves you 20, 30% on your daily tasks so you can get more done with less.
So anyone who would be thinking about growth in additional branches, I can't imagine not having the processes done like this. Wouldn't, if you didn't, it wouldn't allow you to scale successfully.
Yeah, process allows you to scale. It's the only thing that has simplicity and scalability in it. You cannot scale without a written great followed by all process. There's two bullet points in the process component. One is documented, 20%. And then we have an 80% followed by all, FBA. So I don't even expect people to follow 100% of what is written. I need 80% compliance. When you expect 100% compliance, you're just frustrating everybody around you.
Because life happens.
Of course. And we hold people to standards we don't hold ourselves to. And then we get in trouble. Rigidity is the enemy of production. You have to have flexibility.
That's a Barryism. I love your Barryisms.
I just follow the process of EOS. I don't make this stuff up. One of my keys to life is I listen to smart people and I just do what smart people tell me to do.
Everybody should follow that Barryism. Really, honest to God, that's so true.
I've gotten to 44 and what I've realized is I'm not that smart. And so I've gotten to 44 and I'm like, man, if I'll just follow other people's, what they ask me to do and they're successful, I'm just going to do that and I'll be successful. When I was in my 30s, I was really smart. At 44, I'm like, not as smart.
I've been there and done that. And it is a humbling moment in time when you realize it's time to be a sponge.
Glad I started to learn that in my early 40s and not my like late 80s. That's a mistake, colossal.
I think it took me a little longer to get to that number.
Maybe. Well, I listened to you, Carm. You told me, you're like, don't be that smart.
Yeah, it was probably in my late 40s that I really decided that I needed to be a perpetual student, as I coined that phrase. I think back in the 90s, be a perpetual student. That's a Carmism right there.
That'll caramelize.
Yes, it'll also do that too. Yes, in part 7, which is coming up soon, we're going to talk about traction. Is that the umbrella for all of this?
It is. I mean, it's the least executed on. Like the process is the least is the most neglected. Traction is the least executed on. Traction is the glue that holds it all together. Right. So it is the process. Is the overall process of holding everything together. It's all about the meetings. The L10 meeting is the glue to the whole thing.
I've gotten to know a bunch of shop owners that are in an EOS program, probably yours, and I know there's some other ones around the country. I just recently met a person, and I said, oh, you're going through EOS. Who are you going with it through? And it's another implementer like you that they're doing it with. And I was, I was interested that that's going on. But my point is this. Any really interesting stories, without breaching confidentiality, that you've seen happen inside of these organizations that have implemented, that are starting to, and that are well on their way?
I'm going to tell you right now, and I would like to have a handful of my automotive specific clients come on your show, and they can tell their own story, and all of them will. You know every one of them, and so. The most interesting story that I have is one of my clients, married couple, second generation business, and they had coaching for years, and the coaching worked, right? But what happened was it got them where the business was dependent on them. We're so good at teaching shop owners. But leadership teams are a different thing. Like EOS is that second step. That's any business, not automotive, just automotive specific. Any business hits the ceiling because of the growth of the owner. And then what they have to do is learn how to build and maintain a cohesive leadership team, which is the first obsession of an extraordinary executive in Patrick Lencioni's 4 Obsessions of an Extraordinary Executive. Which is in the Traction first 5 books that you read. But this shop within 6 months of implementing EOS, was like, we don't even need to be here. So they went on a month-long vacation hiatus about 5 or 6 months into implementing EOS because they trusted their leadership team. And honestly, they had it. And then now the husband's like, every time I show up to rescue them, by the time I get there, they already have it solved because of the IDS concept. They called him to update him and he came in. They weren't like, help me out, boss. They were just like, all right, here's what's going on.
Here's an update. Yeah, okay.
And he showed up to with his cape on and realized he was still Clark Kent. And he would not have a problem if I even name. I won't. I'll let him tell your story.
Yeah. Let him tell it. Let him tell it.
I love it. But that's why we're there. Like, we're here to help you get what you want from your business and let go of the vine so you can literally just live a better life. The EOS life, and I don't think we've talked about the EOS life. So the EOS life is doing what you love with the people you love, making a huge impact, being appropriately compensated, and having time for other passions. And Gino's coming out next month of the book. It's called The EOS Life. I live as an implementer of The EOS Life. I mean, I do. I do all five of those things. It's crazy. And then I help my entrepreneurial businesses get what they want, which is those five things. And honestly, the having time for other passions is the big one now. I can honestly say at 44 years old, I have so many time for other passions. You know, my son's a golfer. If you've met me for 5 minutes, you'll know. But, you know, 22 weeks into the year, he's already played 11 multiple day tournaments, and I've been to almost every one of them. This month in June, I'm going to go to 5 of his multi-day tournaments, and a couple of them are in midweek. I can be there. Why? EOS process, the EOS life. I don't have to babysit anybody. I teach them the practical tools and disciplines. I'm with my clients for about two years. Some people keep me around forever just because I think they just feel sorry for me or something. I don't know. But most of my clients, they graduate from having an EOS implementer within 2 years. You never graduate from EOS. Because it works. And we teach you the tools and the disciplines. You act as a leadership team, as a board of directors for your business that gets what you want out of your business. And then you are free to have time for other passions.
I love it. I think they keep you around because you're a comfort.
Well, you know, the main reason is this. They like that I run their quarterly meetings. And the reason they like me running their quarterly meetings, because if they ran their quarterly meetings, they wouldn't really be able to participate. And we talk about delegate and elevate, right? They say, Barry, you're my who. I delegate that to you. Why would I run it? You're better at it than I am. And if I were to run it, I couldn't really participate in the quarterly because I'd be running it. And so I'm happy to do that.
Well, thanks for mentioning who, if I can, again, put a shameless plug for Dan Sullivan's book, Who Not How. Hey, look, this was great. Thank you. You simplified what I believe is a daunting task in front of so many shop owners, and that is to get processes documented. Please follow these very simple guidelines. EOS, our part 6 on process. Next is part 7, our final. But you know what? I got to have you come back and do EOS Life, and I also have you come back with a panel.
Oh yeah, that'll be the best
to talk about. You know, we'll just have a blast with that. So, man, thank you so much, Barry Barrett, certified EOS implementer, business with purpose. That's the name of your company, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.